Hey there, everyone. It's ByBoy8990. Smoldering Blue tapped me to take F-Stop Fitzgerald's Take the Plunge questionnaire. It's got 10 questions. So let's go through them. First one is, when listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? So I think the best way for me to answer this is the thing that'll bring me into an audio, the thing that'll make me click on it, is usually the tags, the content that's in the audio. So I would say, like, yeah, the topics, the words being said, are the biggest turn on. But the voice is very important to me too. The voice can, you know, make or break an audio for me. If I really don't like the voice, or if the audio quality is really poor, sometimes I have a hard time getting through it, even if I like the things that they're saying. So I don't know if that, like, really answered the question, but yeah, I'd probably go with the words they're saying. All right, next question. Tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. All right, we'll go with a sexual one. I have never told anybody that I have played with ice cube insertion, putting ice cubes in my ass. Now, that being said, a little PSA here, I would not recommend anybody try that without doing a lot of research, mostly because ice can melt in unpredictable ways and make sharp edges, and it's very easy to cut yourself on that delicate skin there. You know, there's also, you got to worry about issues with the ice sticking to your skin, which can happen when it's really cold and dry, or the ice lowering your body temperature too much, which can do weird things to your body. So if ice cube play is a thing you're interested in, do a lot of research on how to do it safely, or don't do it at all. If you want to do just temperature play, the safe way to do that would be to use a toy that you can cool down. There are metal toys, like I have a ceramic toy that you can fill with cold water, and that'll give you the sensation of having something cold there that is going to be safe and made for inserting into your body. So, yeah. Next question. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? They have in parentheses, or to put it another way, which would you least want people who actually know you in real life to know about? So I feel like it's not a secret anymore, because I've included it in a couple of audios now. But I'd probably pick for this foot fetish. Which I realize is, like, a very common fetish, so I shouldn't be that embarrassed about it. But I'm still pretty shy about it. It's a hard thing for me to talk about. And certainly that's the one that, if anybody in real life knew about it, I'd feel the most uncomfortable about. Because I feel like, I don't know, like, there's still, like, a stigma about it. You know, people laugh about it. I don't want to be teased, and I also don't want people to, like, I don't know, feel uncomfortable around me, like I'm creeping on their feet or anything like that. So yeah, that's probably the one that I'm still a little embarrassed about, or at least shy about. All right, next question. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons, all the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate all of them and never hear them again, but you get to keep just one, only one. which one would you keep? So my favorite phrase that I think I could not do without is good boy. That just makes me melt. It gives me all kinds of pleasant tingly feels. All right, next question. If you get a private message saying, hey, I recognize your voice, I know this is you, how would you think you would feel or react, assuming this message was coming from a standard friend? So I'd probably be like a little scared, a little upset. I certainly have friends that, like, if they knew, if they found out about my GWA profile, you know, it could be kind of a turn on, for them to find that out about me. But I also have other friends that I definitely would not want them to know. You know, I've sort of had a similar thing happen, not here on GWA, but like on a anonymous, messaging site. I had somebody who knew me in real life, recognize me. And then it became a situation where, like, they wanted to talk to me all the time, even though I didn't want to talk to them. But I felt like I had no power to just say, fuck off, because, like, they could, you know, they could kind of ruin my life. So that was, like, that was a very uncomfortable, almost, I don't know, blackmail feeling situation that I did not like. So yeah, my first response would probably be caution and, you know, a little bit of upset. Next question. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? I'm just like imagining going to a club or something and like trying to get somebody to notice me. And I don't know if I'm necessarily a very good dancer, but I feel like I'd probably try to use my body to get some attention. yeah, it'd probably be dancing up on somebody. All right, next question. What would your friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? So I think a lot of people say about me that I'm calming. Like, I'm a good listener, and I help people feel more calm and feel better. So yeah, I'm like, I don't know, a chill person. And I have a calming effect on people. That's probably what people would say about me. Next question. When flirting, here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of another person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? So here on GWA, I don't know, when we're flirting, like, if somebody's flirting with me, I think the thing that draws me in is just somebody who's descriptive and interesting, you know, has like interesting things to say. Yeah, but in real life, like, I think the thing that always kind of makes my heart go pitter-patter when I'm flirting with a stranger is that moment when you make eye contact with somebody for just a little bit longer than is normal, and it just makes you feel, like, a little nervous, a little excited, especially if you see something there, like attraction. yeah, that's probably my favorite thing. So the next question is, women, what is the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? Or men, what is the strangest thing you've ever put your junk into? I feel like I don't have a good answer to this because I just don't put my junk into many strange things. I think when I was a teenager, I might have tried the whole vacuum cleaner thing once, just once, and then that was enough to make me decide never to do that again, which I think can be kind of dangerous, so do not recommend to anybody. Final bit is name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. So I'm going to nominate Wishes84. Wishes, I would really love to hear your response to this questionnaire, and I hope you nominate somebody else. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later.